Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings, a busy San Diego Landings here. Empty but busy, because they're coming in and out real fast. It's a lot going on. Captain Brian Kiyohara, we're looking at the American Angler over there getting ready to go again. American Angler Sport Fishing, talking some great fishing, some great stories from Brian, too.
The landing's pretty wild this time of year. When you if you showed up at about 5 a.m., there's not a single boat, you know, hardly tied to the dock. And, you know, with the exception of maybe the, you know, the Dolphin and the Liberty and the, you know, the Daily Double and the Mission Bell and, you know, that kind of thing. And but by, you know, by 8 o'clock, all of a sudden the dock's full of guys again. And then if you stick around until 10:30, they're all gone again.
Oh,
you know, I mean,
it.
It's just like
it's a busy time of the year.
In and out, crazy. How we love it, man. September, yeah. Fish are biting. There's fish close. There's fish far. There's fish at the islands. There's fish.
Yeah.
It's just awesome, man. I love this time of year.
I went to Fisherman's Landing and Fisherman's Landing Tackle about 5:30 yesterday evening. I mean, it was like chaos in there. It was unbelievable.
That's good.
Yeah.
I always love it when a gentleman will maybe come in at like 11:30, like on his lunch break, and all things will be done. And, you know, we always call it like our dust settled, and we have a lull. You know, we'll have a lull in the middle of the day to try and get all the hooks and fluorocarbon back on the shelves from the morning craziness and get ready for the afternoon. And they come through, dead today, huh? Nothing going on. It's like, man, you should have been here an hour ago. There was 70 people in this car. It's a fun time of year, and there's some fun fishing going on. And, man, we want to hear from you this morning. If you want to get in on the fun with Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we'd love to hear from you. 213-432-1090. That's the call-in line if you got a question for Brian. Or you can send us a text. Again, the Let's Talk Hookup app, the only way you can text the show. Make sure you include your contact info, too, because we're giving away a great prize, and that's a full-day trip on board the San Diego with Captain Ryan Boston, Captain Matt Brawla out of C4 Sport Fishing. Those guys have had just an unbelievable run of some great fishing. I know Limits of Dorado again for the guys yesterday.
Yeah.
And man, somebody's going to get an opportunity to get in on that great fishing.
Yeah, for sure. And got to check out this week's edition of Western Afternoons, always loaded with good info. You can find out who's going to be on Let's Talk Hookup and a whole lot more. This week, some good Eastern Sierra stuff, man. That picture on the front with
beautiful.
That guy holding that beautiful brown trout in the Eastern Sierra. Oh, man, that just gets me. I'll tell you what, for sure. So check it out. Lots of good information in the Dove opener, right?
Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah, how about that? You didn't go blast them.
You know, work,
yeah.
Baby time.
Yeah.
Soon enough.
Yeah, for sure. So check it all out in Western Outdoor News.
You got it, man. Hey, well, as always promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there, and it's time for our FishDope.com report, sponsored by Norris Lithium Batteries. Hey, they're here in Southern California, designed specifically for marine use. Norris Lithium features a prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The health and charging status you can monitor because of their advanced battery management systems.
They use an app right on. Yeah, it's on your phone.
It's really cool, and you know, you can fire off the app to see exactly what the charging status is, what the battery life is. It's a really cool app. Norris also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make the investment in the best for your boat with Norris Lithium. Check NorrisLithium.com for more information and a dealer near you. That's NorrisLithium.com for more info. Hey, we're going to find out what's going on the water. Our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ricky, Pete, Brian. Great show, man. I'm just loving all this long-range fishing you guys are talking about there. It's just awesome. But so here we are, guys, 1st of September, Labor Day weekend. For many people, they call it the unofficial end of summer. I think not.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
offshore, anything, but we got so much fish around and months more to fish for it. But we do have a little bit of weird weather here this weekend, you know, a few showers around, and they're forecasting another one of those weird brisk breezes from the south and southeast. You know, we've seen quite a bit of that here the past couple of days. But you know what? You just got to deal with it. You just got to go fishing. It's just the way it is. So the coast, you know, our bass fishing slowed down a little bit for sure. There's been a lot of that cold, dirty, upwelled water along the beach, and definitely put a damper on many of the inshore areas. So hopefully that bounces back because the water is straightening out, thank goodness. So no reports at all this week from Nick or SBI. We had some weather out there, and with so many of the opportunities around, a lot of guys are just not going that way. Over at Catalina, standard summertime fare still, the three Bs, bass, bonita, barracuda. But the best news is there's still some really big yellows living around that east end, backside east. I would slow troll a mackerel on some heavy gear and hang on. There's some good grade ones, and there's also a lot of seals that want to have your dinner. So them seals are just a nightmare. And remember, guys, this is a holiday weekend. It's going to be crowded. There's going to be jet speed and wackos everywhere. So it just is what it is. Over at San Clemente, though, pretty darn good fishing on the yellows there. It's been mostly front side east and then down in the cove proper. Quite a bit of yellows are biting pretty good, and they're nice ones. And then offshore is where it gets really interesting. That area of bluefin right now, it stretches all the way from just below Santa Cruz. There's quite a lot of fish up there below the Channel Islands and down all the way to below San Diego and God knows where else. But much of the action here this past few days, past week actually, has been centered right here from the Pedro Channel down across the 14, the 267, and then down in toward the domes there to right off of Oceanside. And a lot of that fish has been really tight to the beach, like 2 to 4 miles, right in this dirty, ugly water. But there's a lot of bait in there, and those bluefins are finding it. And the fun stuff is that it's mostly foamer fishing. You're getting a few on Mad Max, but, man, a lot of it's just running on spots of breaking fish, and they're biting. You know, a lot of it's on poppers, Colt snipers, surface iron, stuff like that. Really fun fishing. It's good, great fish, man. There's some big ones in there. It's pretty interesting fishing. And then, of course, there's also that Dorado fishing that's a little bit farther down, mostly from the lower end of the ridge, down outside the 302, 371, like that. And then stretching over toward the 43 a little bit, there's big area of kelps in there. And those kelps are holding heavy, but not all of them, guys. You got to look hard. I was out the other day. We probably hit 8 or 10 nice ones that could have been worthy, but they weren't, had nothing on them until we hit the right one. I happened to see a Dorado jump a couple hundred yards away. We put the glasses over that way, found the kelp that we probably would have missed if I wouldn't have seen that one jumper. And, oh, man, it was game on. You know, but you got to find that right kelp. And a lot of guys are complaining, oh, there's nothing out there. Well, you know, you ask them how many guys were looking through the glasses for how many hours. And it's like, they just, you know, you just get a blank stare from a lot of them. They don't even know what you're talking about. I love them gyros for that.
Gotta have the gyros.
That's sure. Amazing. It's a game changer for sure. But it just goes on and on and on. There is so much fishing around right now, and we've got September, October, November, typically some really nice weather months, and staggering amounts of fish. And, man, it's time to go fishing, guys.
That's a great call, Mark. Well, glad to hear such good fishing to be had for the boys. Look forward to another great one next week. And, man, if somebody wants to come get one of the best bait tanks in the whole biz or just that great information for Pacific Edge, how do we find you?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're in the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger, and the phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262, and the website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, Brian, I got to tell you, you were fascinating me when you were talking about that 50-meter deep water temperature chart scenario nowadays. Oh, my God. Today's technology is unbelievable.
It's pretty crazy. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, for sure. And I might add, too, you know, Mark, reports to Danny and the boys at fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, $20 off, fishdope.com, a must-have if you're going fishing. Thanks, Mark, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
Appreciate that, Mark, very much. Hey, now let's head on down to, pardon me, Cedro Sport Fishing. We got Rosie Flowers on the line. Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning. Three of my most favorite guys in the industry. Good morning, good morning. I hope you all are doing well. Well, you know what? Cedro, you know, you guys all know we had Hurricane Hillary come through, and she cleared up and out pretty quick and continues to keep on producing what she has over the last few years. Great yellowtail fishing. Surface iron, the yellowtail have been maybe on the smaller side. I know it sounds crazy. Maybe on the smaller side, 15 to 25 pounds. If anyone is looking to get the big guys right now, slow trolling and mackerel is the way to go, and those are producing our 40-pounders. The weather down there is really starting to smooth out. They're going to be praying for a little bit of a breeze the next few days, so which is kind of exciting for us because anytime that happens, we know that Bonitos is on the calendar. So we've got a few guys heading over to Bonitos today in search of not only monster calicos and sheephead, but there was a rumor that some commercial fishermen out there from Cedros saw signs of wahoo. So we are going to go check that out. A couple guys can go check that out today. So I hope that next week I can tell you that we've got wahoo coming over the rail.
Whoa.
Oh, cool. Well, certainly some great fishing going on, Rosie. Glad to hear that. Glad to hear that things got back to business as usual after the weather that you guys endured. And glad to hear that all the boats and everybody's happy and catching again. There's still opportunities to go this year. I know you had mentioned last week that there was a spot or two here or there. Is that still the case?
Yeah, we do. We still have four spots on an October 6th trip, and that's actually a trip that Jeff and all of his buddies are on. So four spots there, and I've got a lot of people inquiring about the 2024 schedule. It is written. I've got a few little trips that I'm still trying to people go on five-day trips, and now they're all like, we want 6 days because 5 days is just not enough. So I'm trying to tweak the schedule a little bit and make some more six-day trips. I have some of it already online, including the Let's Talk Hookup trips. There are a few spots still open on those. You can get online and check those out at cedrossportfishing.com or give me a call, 619-772-7570, and we'll get you all dialed in for 2024.
Awesome. Great job as always, Rosie. Sure appreciate you, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, you guys, have a great Saturday.
Bye,
thanks,
Rosie.
Thanks, Rosie.
Appreciate that. Now it's time to head on over to C4 Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, how was our week of fishing at C4?
It was solid. Yeah, about what you expect. Like I said, in August going into September here. God, it's already September. But as we know, that fishing definitely doesn't slow down in September. You know, September, October is very good fishing, and that's kind of continued here. The half day, still catching a lot of calico bass on there, rockfish, sheephead, a little bit of bottom fish mix in there. And actually a good showing of yellowtail this week on those half day trips. We had a couple yesterday afternoon. Day before that, we had four in the afternoon. Day before that, we had five in the morning and nine in the afternoon. And these are fish, a lot of 15 to 30 pound fish in there, so there's definitely good size half day yellowtail there. And a lot of those are caught on bait. So even the ramrods are getting out of action. So
that's awesome.
Very good half day. Yeah, it's great having, you know, going out there, and if you don't catch yellowtail, you still got plenty of calico bass to catch. You know, it's some of the more fun fishing on the half day trip there. Twilight also very good calico bass fishing. And actually, we made a little change this year. We're going to extend that Twilight out. They've been pretty popular. People are catching fish on there. So we're going to actually run those through September here. We're going to be running them Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. So definitely a few more chances to get out there and get on that Twilight trip. You know, come down after work, get out there, have a hamburger on the boat, have a cheeseburger on the boat, and catch some calico bass. Maybe get a shot at those yellowtail if things are lucky there. So very good fishing locally there. The full-day trips, San Diego, Sea-Watch, El Gato Dos, all out there catching mostly Dorado with a nice scattering of bluefin, yellowtail, yellowfin. I think they had a couple skipjacks this week. All around good fishing there. Those one-day, day-and-a-half trips, still, again, bluefin, yellowfin, Dorado, skipjack. So very, very good fishing. And it's kind of just a continuation of what we've seen all year. You know, it's been a pretty consistent year for fishing. You know, a few gaps here and there, but I think that's been kind of the key word for this year is consistency. Lots of good fishing there.
Love that.
So check. I mean, you know, it's nice having those days where you're catching limits of everything, but it's also nice to just catch fish on every trip. You know, have a shot every time you go out there. That's certainly a nice thing, you know, especially if you can't get out there multiple times a year, which a lot of people can't. You might only get one or two trips, and it's nice to know that you've got a good shot at stuff. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We have all those trips there, the half days, like I said, that extended Twilight run, the full days on the Samuel Sea Watch, and those trips are still filling up really quickly. you know, that's, I don't think we have any weekends through September into the beginning of October. So definitely check the schedule and make those reservations for both the San Diego and the Sea Watch. The 1 day, the day and a half, we got some longer 2 days, I think a few 3 days mixed in there. So lots of options. Seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out, answer any questions you have. You can come down and visit us in person, get your gear all tuned up in a tackle shop there, and get out there fishing, because fishing is definitely not done.
Good fishing on every run at a Seaforth. That's my kind of report, buddy. Great job, Marco. Sure appreciate that, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
I'll talk to you then, guys.
That's awesome, man.
Get some catch support there, right?
No doubt, man. That's great. Hey, want to remind you, that catch report today, that is our wrap-up. And, hey, it's time for tuna and SoCals. You heard from Marcos and Rosie and Mark's great reports there. And if you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you're missing bites. The Nautilus Circle hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 all the way up to a 6-0. And for big fish, the Nautilus HD is tough enough but not oversized. They both come with a ring or non-ring option. You can see your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com for more info.
Lori's the real brains behind the operation.
The brains.
Lori with
the bomb.
From the American Angler. She just upped the ante.
Ooh.
Yeah. An American Angler jacket is going to go with that full-day trip on the San Diego. So you can go styling on the San Diego with your own American Angler jacket in your size.
You
Lori's very generous.
That's
She says she's listening to the show in the office there. Hi, Lori. We miss you. She's putting the boat out right now, right? She's getting everybody signed up and, of course, with a big smile and efficiency like no other person can do. So, Lori, we miss you, but we know you got your job to do, and thank you for the jacket. Somebody's going to be styling.
That's
that
awesome,
jacket.
Man. I love hearing
that. Yeah, for sure. Let's jump into those jam-packed phones.
Phones and jam-packed they are. We're going to talk to John, and he's calling us from Dallas this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Brian, I remember fishing with Todd Phillips on the Walsh. It was so fun back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
But my question was for Brian, do you think we're going to get into exotics like Wahoo, Big Eye, and maybe Albacore?
When? When are you coming? I would say so. I mean, the guys are starting to catch Wahoo on the ridge, and obviously there's been Wahoo sound at the rocks all year, so they're down there. As far as Big Eye and stuff like that, that's in God's hands.
Yeah. Well, it's up north, right?
Yeah. Like, I guess Albacore, they're getting a few strikes.
Yeah. Getting into those, yeah. So just go fishing. That's all there is to it.
When we were on the Queen, I always said September.
That was the
first or second year, or first or second week of September was always the time locally where we would catch them.
Prime.
Would they all? You know, you talked about Alan Fay, and he was coming back from Tuna Alley. Like, would you guys often like bump into that fish in a specific area, or would it just be out on the grounds?
It would
Albacore
be out
school
on,
after Albacore school, and
it,
then
it would be out on the grounds.
Okay.
The last year we really caught good Big Eye was like 2001, 2002, and it was mixed in with yellowfin on kelps. There were some magic kelps that were Big Eye kelps.
Wow.
Yeah, I just hope that happens.
You'd stop on these kelps.
So cool, Brian.
It got to the point where we got to see, you know, oh my God, the school of Big Eye on these kelps. We had some open party trips out of Fisherman's where we sent all our rent rods back up, and they all rented 6-0s with 80 pounds.
Wow.
And I remember we'd pull up on
and that was like the big gear.
Yeah, that was the big gear back then. We'd pull up on these calves and we'd catch these 15-pounders. They're just up the side throwing them on. And I remember we'd stop on a calf, and you could tell by the way they marked on the sonar.
Okay, they are.
Big Eye. And I remember coming down the ladder on the Queen and looking in the water, and you could see sheets of them.
Oh, wow.
Underneath that boat, just like...
Here we go.
Oh,
here we
my.
Go.
And what were you throwing for bait then? Anchovies?
Sardines.
It was sardines?
Yeah, we had sardines.
Yeah, okay.
At the anchovy switch was in the right at the turn of the 90s.
Yeah.
What does it sound like?
1991.
What does it sound like to hear 30 6-0s getting smoked at the same time?
Yeah. It was really something.
So cool.
I remember Ed was on the boat. Eddie McEwen, and we had one of his charters, Suncoast charters, 40 people rent a rod.
And, 40 people around.
And we were on a kelp catching yellowfin, and he was up in the bow doing tangles, and he goes, God darn it, there's these big tuna trying to eat these yellowfin. What's Ed talking about? You look over the side, and there's this straight Big Eye free swimming in the water.
Oh, no way.
And then I remember we had a week where like a 7-day stretch where we had kelps 5 days in a row on day and a half trips where we were
pulling on big eye.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, crazy.
Doug used to always tell us a story, like, during those days that they would have those 9-pound spools of pink Andy. And he said, like, you'd go through an entire night shift at the tackle store and, like, you know, we change lines. Everybody has their own favorite thing and this, and they change all the time. He said you'd go through the entire shift, and the machine on the left would have a 9-pound spool of pink Andy 80-pound, and the other one would have a spool of pink Andy 60-pound, and those two spools would never come off the entire night. That's all anybody did was get ready for or try to recover from getting messed up by big eyes from the trip before or the trip they were about to go out on.
And now how long does a spool of monofilament last?
I haven't seen a 9-pound spool in forever, and it's just, you know, it's just Top Shot country now. You know, we just go through so much less of it. And now, like, line in our old days, like, that used to be, you know, both machines would never turn off all night long because you were doing a minimum of 300 yards at a time. And, you know, now probably only half of our customers come in to get line because the other half are just tying on a little piece of fluorocarbon, you know. And like Bryce says, there's still a lot to be said about a good casting length, you know, medium to short amount of monofilament because it casts better and it's easier to, you know, it's easier to fish bait and it's easier in the tangle. So there's still plenty of it, but yeah, nothing like the old days.
Royal Polaris days, people used to walk down with their own army duffel bags. Imagine
full of mono.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Imagine 30 duffel bags full of mono on the boat. I mean, it was a space issue.
Yeah.
My dad and I got to do 1 5-day trip a year. That was always our thing, and we had exactly that. We had a black duffel bag, and throughout the year at a Yo's parking lot sale or at Fred Hall or Day at the Docks, we'd always buy a 1 or 2 pound spool of all the size, and you always had at least 40 to 80 pound. And you know, that was for two people, and yeah, exactly as you described, the duffel bag would always go and it'd end up top somewhere, and you always had to bring your extra line.
That's it. Hey, you have a great text.
I thought so, for sure.
Yeah.
This one is, I'll pull it right back up here, sorry. This one is from Rory in Lakeside. Says, good morning, Brian. I'm loving hearing the history of the show. Can you give us a little bit of rundown on the American Angler's origin story? Where did it come from? Has it always been the American Angler? And what's the farthest trip that she's ever been on? That's all from Rory in Lakeside.
Don Sansom's little brother had the Charger. It was a 50-foot dray craft. Sold that, bought the Nilo Ann, and had the Nilo Ann for, I don't know, several years, and built the American Angler side by each with Royal Star, so they're sister ships, in 1986. Splash started fishing in 1987.
And they were pool boatyard boats.
Okay. So the same hull is...
And Pool Boatyard was in San Diego.
In San Diego, down in Chula Vista. So the sister ships are the Dolphin, New Seaforth, Polaris Supreme, Royal Star, and American Angler are the same hull.
Okay.
You know, obviously with different...
Oh, I didn't know the Dolphin is the same hull, too.
Yeah, with different configurations, right. But... started fishing in 1987. Right. Me and Sam bought the boat February of 2002.
And I believe the Conquistador, too, right?
Conquistador's a pool boat.
Yeah.
There's several. Yeah, there's Polaris Deluxe. Yeah.
A lot of them around.
Yeah.
How long was
Bold pool contender.
Boat, how long was that in business?
I want to say about 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Huh. Hey,
that's awesome.
James has a comment here. Hi, fellas. Just wanted to say thanks to the American Angler crew. We had a lot of fun on our first trip on the Angler this year. Looking forward to our 2 charters next year. And he's from West Coast Jiggers.
Yeah.
And you were talking about James and his expertise with the jigging, right?
It's unbelievable, that whole West Coast jigging thing. You know, I've seen a lot of different tackle things, fads, whatever you want to call it. But... It's unbelievable how effective that technique is. It's crazy. Watching James and these young kids do it, it's no holds bar. You know, it's like Gavin and Aliar, who are like the Bluefin Kings. A lot of times they have these guys on the boat, sure. and I get why.
Yeah, right.
It's one of those things that they got their own ringers on the boat. And there's several groups now that we carry that are these jigging groups, and it's effective.
Yeah.
It's and not only is it effective, but these kids are all good guys. I see them loaning rods out to all our other regulars and stuff, and you know, sharing the technique. I have a cook on the boat that's just crazy. We'll stay up till 3 in the morning every night. And he's just, you know, he hooks, I don't even know how many fish he's hooked this year. Couple 300.
Wow.
You know, and it's all that.
And then he cooks.
Yeah.
Holy.
He's always fantastic.
That's rad.
But all that jigging thing, it's like.
It's contagious. Yeah, you were telling me about it.
James, it's like, it's not a fad. It's a fact. It works.
Yeah.
It works.
And jigging, we're not talking about knife jigs or anything. This is like smaller. More action jigs.
They have knife jigs. Rick could explain it better than I can. I just from upstairs, I see these kids walk on them. They're yes.
Yeah. You know, because he's got that run reel, you know.
Yeah. I will stop on a school and say, okay, we got them under us, you guys. And it's, oh, biter, fresh one. I'll look over. You know, if those kids are there, chances are it's one of their rods that are bent.
Wow.
I always equated the most to, like, a good surface iron, because that's something that you can wrap your head around the most. And, you know, the traditional knife jig clearly works fantastic. We've caught a ton of fish with them. But that's ultra-heavy tackle, where once you're attached, you've got all of the, you know, the balls in your court. You know, it's like hooking a yellowtail on a sardine with 50-pound versus a surface iron. You know, and the surface iron takes a little bit more, and it takes a little knowledge of the jigs and the gear and the tackle, and a really good surface iron well placed is probably going to get a bite better than a random bait will. But, you know, there's a lot that goes to it, and that gear fish dried is the same thing. Like your knife jig, when you drop it on your 2x4 and your big heavy reel, it likely is going to get a bite on the sink or maybe on the straight wind. And those guys fishing that jigging gear, that lure is fishing so much more effectively. They're pumping and winding that thing, and the jig is swimming on its way back to the boat. They're making, it's like making a good surface iron swim versus one that's not, you know, and like how effective that can be at times. And when it's wide open, it doesn't make a lick of difference. But when it's tough fishing, there's a reason Danny Wade caught four and there was only a couple other ones. And it's because he had a really good lure that was swimming the way it was supposed to be.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And with these reels, the gears are so finely meshed and they wind them in.
There's some cool hybrid things that are happening now too, because like those jigging reels are mostly all single speed lever drag, incredibly high torque, and they have like middle of the road gear ratios, not real high like we've been used to, but a lot of like 4-to-1s and 5-to-1s and a gear ratio that's a lot lower than high speed that we're used to, so you maintain a lot of torque, but it's higher than the lowest low gear, so you're still maintaining the good jig speed. And now we're starting to see a couple of companies coming out with like true two-speed jigging reels that have that high, that 4-to-1 high gear, but then a 2-to-1 low gear and long handles. And it's just it's another
evolution
starting to watch it happen. Yeah, it's really, yeah, really fun.
If we continue on this phase, it's half the people on the boat are gonna have a jigging outfit like that.
Like that one you loaned me, that Shimano jigger.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, my gosh, what an incredible torque. The torque on that reel is unbelievable.
It's wild that you can get that much power out of that. Just it's a whole different animal.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty fun. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookup coming away, including a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Cookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Oh.
This is Rock Cod Riddick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website at adventureandcamping.com, select from over 75 campgrounds they serve, decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs, request a quote for your desired vacation dates, then just show up and start your adventure. The late summer and fall is the absolute best time to be in the Eastern Sierra. The fish are biting, the weather cools, the colors are amazing. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special price. adventureandcamping.com.
the Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstores having their annual Customer Appreciation Day, Saturday, September 9th. This is truly a big event with unbelievable sell prices from Daiwa. Check out the amazing Daiwa Saltiga line of reels, including Lever Drag and Star Drag versions. There's a Daiwa Saltiga reel to fit your type of fishing, from bass to bluefin. And speaking of bass, Daiwa makes the finest reels for both fresh and saltwater bass, including the Daiwa Zillion and Daiwa Alexa. Meet the manufacturer's reps from Daiwa and take advantage of tremendous savings at the Longfin for this one day only of fresh and saltwater tackle. Plus, you can win big as the Longfin shows their appreciation with a huge raffle with hundreds of free giveaways. You will certainly find what you want at unbelievable prices for this one day only sale. It's all happening Saturday, September 9th from 7 to 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Cap Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing with Brian. And such great info, such great fishing going on. What a great show.
Yeah, and phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
That sounds good to me. How about we talk to Tom, who's calling us from Temecula this morning. Hi, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Morning, Brian.
Morning.
I've been fishing, on shorter trips for years. And I finally booked a three-day trip on the Rooster in first part of November, and Brian, I know, this year is, every year is a little different, but what would be the options that we'd have fishing a three-day trip, first part of November?
It's a little bit more range from the local trips that you're used to doing, but essentially, Tom, it's just a glorified overnight trip, really. It's just doing it in luxury. A 3-day trip enables you to fish 160 miles from home, no problem. I would guess it's going to be kelp patty fishing, yellowtail Dorado, small tuna, yellowfin, or it's going to be the other extreme, which is going to be straight bluefin. It seems like whatever weather conditions and stuff like that has to offer.
One thing I'll say is the difference between going on a regular overnighter or something like that versus a luxury long-range vessel like the American Angler is the experience. The crew, the comfort of the boat, the food, the expertise of what happens when you're actually catching fish, and then the quality of the fish that you're going to take home, too. All of those factors play into just, in my opinion, a better experience.
Yeah, Tom, so I would just bring the same gear that you're used to taking on your day and a half trip. Because that's what you're going to be fishing for.
Yeah,
for you sure. Have the time to find it, the time to wait it out, the time to get on another school, the ability to go farther if you need to. Same type of fishing, but more time to get to do it.
There you go. Hey, Tom, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Lorenzo sends us a text on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Hey, guys, first off, great show always. I do have a question because I'm going on my first 5-day out of San Diego in October. I wanted you to know what your recommendations for tackle on this trip.
It's the same. It could be anything from coastal.
Take it all, right?
Yeah, yellowtail down the beach, you know, canoas, that type zone. All the way to your big gear for fishing bluefin.
So, Lorenzo, being a first-timer on a long trip, we talked about it with Tom. It's a different experience. What should he expect to bring differently as far as his attitude or his comfort on the boat? What should he bring? A chair? Should he bring his own beer? I mean, you see guys loaded with carts with like everything in the sun. You know, it's like you don't need to bring all that.
So
right?
All the boats have beer and soda and water on the boat. So, but if you're a wine drinker or you know you like to have your specific toddy, bring those for sure.
Yeah. Booze, because
it is an experience. It's a fishing experience. Yeah. And just
bring your Yeti cup to have a nice cocktail after.
Absolutely. Just bring an open mind and have a good time.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, well, it's just a lot of different things, but it's amazing the way people that go a lot, they find what they're comfortable with.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you'll see stuff.
So. Cart's full.
Yeah, the cart's full, yeah. Is there enough room on the boat in the stateroom?
So for some of the guys, no.
No.
But, you know, I admire their passion for it.
Yeah.
That's cool. I want to see if I can steal a minute. It's not a text question, but it's one that I would have wrote if Bri were here. And a guy that you got to spend a ton of time with that was probably my favorite person from our fleet was Steve Loomis. And, Westy, and I know you worked a ton of time
he's the best.
With him on the RP. And it's probably impossible to put you on the spot, but if I was texting in a question, it would have been that. Like, do you have a favorite story or a favorite trip that you fished with him or something fun to talk about? One of my most favorite people, and that was Loomis.
Amazing guy.
You know, a lot of us that grew up on Royal Polaris, we have the luxury of fishing with two different personalities. We would have Frank on the boat one time, who's the fantastic businessman, obviously fisherman, and you know he was a great leader, and I can't say enough good things about him. Steve was the mariner, taught us lessons that I'm sure Tim Ekstrom, Swainio, all of us that work for him. Not a day passes on the ocean where something that Steve told us doesn't resonate or make an important difference.
That's
in our day. Don't leave fish to find fish. If you're not sure what that is on the machines or whatever, stop and try it. Then you'll know for sure the next time whether or not it's, you know, to stop on it or not. It's there's nothing that is more important than somebody's safety. There's not a fish that swims. You know, oh, we could make it out there in 25 knots. No.
Right.
There's, you know, weather-wise, it's people's safety first, fish second. And so he was the wisest captain that I've ever worked for.
Wow.
He was unbelievable. And, you know, there was a lot of, like, you know, fishing Clarion and all the islands down below, just like the Coronados, you had to be on your landmarks. Steve would see fish and just... Let's try it here, just because, you know, where you find them.
Right.
Kind of gig. So we'd be kick the anchor over. We'd be out in the mud. Where do you anchor? That's not a spot. It's like, but we'd be getting them.
That's cool.
So
that's neat.
Yeah, I bet you Tim would double what I'm saying, mirror what I'm saying, and in fact that Steve was the wisest. He was the best teacher.
That's cool.
And you got also to fish with Captain Rollo Hine for
absolutely.
Years, too.
Yeah,
what was it like being with Rollo?
Well, we started running the boat before Rollo did. So after I left the Royal Polaris, we bought the Pacific Queen. That's when Rollo got his license. And Rollo was the best. You know, he had his life planned out. You know, he had a good time and he loved fishing and he was just the
a personality.
Oh, he was just the fan favorite.
Yeah.
You know, it was just it was just, it would make your trip just being on the boat with him on the deck.
Enthusiasm radiated.
Oh, and he was a fantastic rod and reeler.
Yeah. And he and Loomis were so close, too.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
They were like, yeah, just amazing guys, for sure.
All right. Well, hey, the phones are packed up. Everybody's wanting to get into it, and I got to steal my text question.
Yeah, that's a good one, man.
How about we jump back in and talk to John, who's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Petey, Brian. It's always good to listen to the show. I'm getting ready to go out on back-to-back trips on the Tomahawk, a 3-day and then a day and a half. Brian, what would you troll if you were on the boat on that trip? And you talked about trolling earlier in the show and how it you never know what you might get.
What are those halcos?
Mm-hmm. Or like a swimming the swimming plug.
Yeah, the one with the lip mm-hmm. on it. I don't know what number that is.
It's a 190.
So what? Halco 190 is what I would troll. You're going to stop that boat.
It's going to be a good time, and back-to-back trips, yeah. What a fun way to spend it. You know, good fishing on the grounds and a good time, John. Appreciate it very much, buddy, and I hope you have a great trip. Very best of luck. Another fun text came through from Steven in Mission Viejo. It says, Brian, in your nearly 40 years of running boats in this industry, what advances in technology or equipment on the boat side of things has changed your job and made your life easier on a daily basis? I loved hearing all the talk about tackle. What has changed on the boats in over 40 years?
When I first worked on Royal Players, we had a sat nav where we would get position fixes, like sometimes every half hour, but sometimes we wouldn't get them for 5 hours. So we would have to navigate by dead reckoning. And so to fish all these offshore pinnacles and stuff like that, it was Don Tantum, Frank, Loomis. They used to put flags. It would look like a golf course in 13.
No kidding.
Just, you know, you put a flag down as a point of reference, and you move around the flag. Okay, it's shallow over here. You put another flag. Sometimes it would take us hours just to find the shallow on the 13. There's times where we would look for the 38, for example, and never find it.
Really?
And so the GPS was the first thing that I saw in my career. Fruino came out with them. They were $5,000 back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And I remember Frank and Steve up in the bridge talking about business, and Steve really wanted to get one. And Frank says, well, we've been doing fine all these years without it. And Steve says, well, yeah, they used to row across the ocean, and sail across the ocean, too. And then so getting a GPS and driving straight. Guys used to leave and go to Las Rocks and miss the rocks.
Miss the rocks.
And never find it. Yeah.
Never find it.
And so the GPS was the first thing. I worked on the New Hustler 2 and the Mustang in the early 80s. We were one of the first boats to have the Westmar sonar. A lot of boats had just still paper graphs mm-hmm. and no sonar. So the sonar obviously is a huge, 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 huge thing. And then, of course, the gyro-stabilized binoculars. You know, imagine us with four sets of 750s, right. Thinking that, man, we could really see a long ways, compared to now, having four sets of stages going.
Yeah.
Huge.
Big difference.
Big difference.
I mean, I can't imagine because we're not doing it at nearly the level that, the crew of the American Angler or anything like that. But I got to a point where I thought that I could look really good. I had a pair of Baker Marine 750s and I loved those things and I thought I was awesome in them. And that's still what we have. We have an extra pair on the boat that lives on the boat that never goes away. And one day, one of our pairs of gyros went down, and like you pick those things back up,
you can't
see anything.
No, you can't see anything
or hold them
stable enough.
It's crazy. No.
Yeah,
it's a game changer.
Like it was the tool that you used, and like it is just technology. Whether it whether I lost my ability or what, like you can't see anything anymore without it. It's wild.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Hey, Johnny from North Fontana just said, hey, I just got off the Let's Talk Hookup sponsored trip and loved it. I'm going back next year. The searcher is like an so awesome, and all those guys, Captain Mike, the awesome crew, got my personal best yellowtail at 27.4 pounds. And thanks for the prizes. That's a big yellow, man.
Mike's doing a really, 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 really good job. You know, it
Nick and the galley was his partner, right? Yeah.
He's been fantastic. It helps to have a veteran like Art and Celia, you know,
helping out as you're backing
on the beach.
But it's so cool.
On the ocean, it's Mike's really been a pleasure to work with. He's doing a great job.
Amazing to say.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. They're packed up. We're going to talk to Rich, who's called us from Camarillo this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I had a question in regards to fishing larger baits. On the East Coast, it seems that they use some bigger baits, bluefish and big mackerel and what have you. How would that work out here on a sinker rig, dropping a big mackerel or maybe even a bonita?
I'm sure it would work. Fish are opportunistic feeders. It's just we don't quite often have that in the bait tank. You know, it's obviously mackerel up to 2 pounders are like candy for any of these big bluefin. For sure, it would work. I've seen people bring out, you know, the full, you know, 2-foot-long squid from the Korean markets and catch them on those. So,
what about live squid? There's been live squid around. Does that work?
Yeah, it works. But you would think, oh my God, you know, a full of them. This is going to be the trick.
Yeah,
you get bites on it for sure, but it is not the like candy. It's not the answer.
Is there anything better than sardines? Like if you could snap your finger and have your wells full of any type of bait, it'd be
sardines.
Okay,
it'd be sardines. The sardines are the equalizer.
Okay,
you know, before the sardines came back and it was anchovy days, the overnight boats would have the advantage at the islands because they had all night to catch mackerel. Mm-hmm. Whereas when Bob Williams drove to San Diego, they didn't go to the islands because all they had were tanks full of anchovies. They would just load up on bonita and barracuda and catch no yellowtail.
Wow.
As soon as sardines became more prevalent and in the receivers as kind of your daily bait, that was the big game changer equalizer where the San Diego could go to the Coronados and have as good a chance as any of the other overnight boats. And Nick Cates always said that was the biggest change and kind of demise of the overnight trips to the Coronado Islands was sardines. It was the great equalizer.
Wow, I never looked at it that way.
Hey, Josh from San Marcos sends us a Let's Talk Hookup text on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Says, the atmosphere and the crew that the crew creates on the Angler is absolutely top-notch. I've never seen a more positive captain. It must be talking about Ray, right?
Oh, gotta be.
No, I'm just kidding. Not only to the passengers, but also the crew as well. I did my first trip with Captain Ray. I'll see. There you go. Right. Can't wait for my 3-day in September. No crew I'd rather spend time with. Thanks for the effort. So there's like right, Ricky. There's like you're going through text. There's like dozens of those.
Oh, the kids
in here.
The kids that we have are fantastic.
Yeah.
They are good people.
And you know, it was interesting to hear you talk about how the difference with like the captain you fished with at Katmai and the difference of the guys that you train. You know, it's kind of a different mentality. I mean, you guys are service-oriented on the Angler.
You know, the equation is pretty simple. Like, you could write it down in 5 things on a piece of paper, but to have kids buy into it is something totally different.
Right.
You know, it's a kind of a, on the Angler, it's a lead-by-example type thing.
Right.
You know, it's where... You know, Ray's one of the hardest workers I've ever seen, and he's working and doing such a good job on the boat, the kids follow.
Yeah.
And it's just buy into the program, and, you know, you could be the next Taro Takeuchi, Andrew Viola. They're the guys that we see in sport fishing, but it's the amount of, like, lawyers and offshore tug guys that have worked for us that are successful, it's... You know, that's what I'm most proud of.
That's cool.
You should
feeling the work ethic.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And how do you say that you know, you're working too hard when the guy that's your boss is putting in a longer hours and cleaning the head and sweeping the floor and
look
everything
at Frank Will Presti.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy just at almost, he's going to be 80, right? And he's still scrubbing the heads.
Takes
right?
a wheel watch and takes his third wheel heads. Like.
Frank, to this day, is the hardest man I've ever seen work.
He's unbelievable.
He's unbelievable. And I learned a lot about work ethic just from watching him.
And when when he's off the boat, he checks in the tackle store every day. He has. And the other cool thing that I love so much about Frank is it's not check in with Doug. It's check in with Dylan and Vince and the guys behind the counter. And what are you seeing and what are we doing? Like, he's
a lot of respect.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming here, including finding out who's going fishing on the San Diego. More Let's Talk Hookup when we return on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, ULoan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to find out who's doing in the a trip on board the San Diego. Brian did us the honors of flipping the prize coin. We have a texter winning today, and congratulations to Lorenzo. You're going to have a great time fishing on the San Diego with
Matt. And you get an American Angler jacket, too, Lorenzo, in your size. So you have to come down to the American Angler office and see Lori, and she'll set you up styling out with that brand-new American Angler jacket.
Congrats, Lorenzo.
Or Lorenzo, email.
Yeah,
I think you can email Lori too, and just give her your address.
Oh, she'll send it to
him. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because it looks like he's in Orange County, so even better, right? Or I don't know. I think it'd be much better to come down and see Lori. She's such a wonderful
hang
person,
out, get lunch down at the landing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Hey, Brian. So somebody wants to come on the American Angler. How do we do it?
AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Get a hold of Lori.
Yeah, and get on it, because there's not a lot of spots, so you got to get on it. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, really fun.
And
thank you.
Thanks to Christian today for manning the phones and the board. And a big thank you out there to George, the engineer at Sports Grid, for getting things straight for us on our Let's Talk Hookup app. We sure appreciate it. We don't mention him a lot, but he does a lot for us behind the scenes. And, of course, the amazing Adam Clark. He does it all for us on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Thanks to him. And thanks to you out there for joining us, all the texts, all the calls, and all the support of Let's Talk Hookup and our sponsors. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Captain Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing will be here, and he's going to have some good stuff for you. 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, right here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you then.